So it's 3:30 in the morning, and I got up because my arm hurts too bad. All right, sorry for being so sloppy. Anyway, so this recording, this audio blog may be a little sloppy because I don't have notes or anything. I'm doing it because I can't really type. All right, so I got up, had a cup of coffee, and sat down to prime the pump to make the thoughts come out more smoothly or have something to say. I always read one or two things before I sit down to write, sometimes more, but at least one. So I read this morning Tai Lopez's email, where he says that the one word, what did he say? The one word solution to your financial woes or something like that, the one word solution. And of course, I know marketing well enough, so it needs to be catchy. If you promise one word, people will read it. If you promise three words, people will read it. If you tell them that you're going to teach them to become wealthy, they won't read it. Everybody knows that they are willing to read one word, but that's all they are willing. So anyway, so according to him, the one word is focus. So he says, when you don't make enough money, when you don't have enough money, the problem is focus. And then he talks about focus, and of course, you have no idea how to focus. What does it mean? Most people, when you tell them focus, they lean real close to what they are doing, and they narrow their cone of vision, and they put their nose to the grindstone, and that's what focus is for most people. But maybe focus is also a straight and narrow phenomenon, where it's more important what you remove than what it is really. When you can set up your life that there are less and less distractions, so that you don't get pulled out of your main intent, your main intention. See, most people, including myself, not anymore, but I used to live like I slept when other people slept, and stayed up late, and after, I don't know, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I was already tired, so I just watched movies or whatever I did. And then I got up when everybody got up, and the activity, whether it's useful or not, was all in the air, and I got very little done, ever. And most of the time, nothing. It's not easy to get things done. Actually, it's not even easy to get the right things done. And it's not easy to know what's the right thing. The most frequent question I get from people is, what shall I do? So if that's the most important question, then knowing what to do, because it occurs in a sea of seemingly equally important or equally urgent things, is that you need to make a choice and choice requires glycogen, glucose, really. And you have only so much. Willpower also requires glycogen or glucose, and you have only a short supply of them. So it's not a good idea to allow life and other people and other people's concerns and other people's interruptions to enter your life. So ultimately, what focus would boil down to is setting up your life in a way that knowing what to do, because that's the only thing that's occurring for you, is the most natural thing. If I put food in front of you, okay, well-cooked food in front of you, you are not going to stand up and go to the refrigerator, stand in front of the refrigerator and lovingly look at everything and smell everything. You're going to stay at the table and eat, right? But if I don't do that, or if I take you to a buffet, a Swedish buffet, or you can eat buffet, you are going to have a seeming riches, confusion of riches, and you are going to want to eat this and want to eat that, and in the end you are going to be fat, and your goal to be healthy and vibrant and energized and happy are going to fall through the loop. So finally, this is not what I wanted to write today, but this is what came out. I'm going to start another audio and try to talk about the portability of distinctions, the portability of principles, because it's clear that people don't know about that. All right, so I'm going to close this audio and then start another one. If this is any good, then I'm going to put this up too, okay? All right, so talk to you in a few seconds.